It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Aaron Judge, over the last two games here, 5-for-8 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs, and the Yankees put up 30 runs. I don't think that's a coincidence that he was in the middle of all of that.
Correct.
So you're seeing how dangerous the Yankees offense can be when Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. Okay. Everybody loves Juan Soto, and I'm not saying I don't love Juan Soto, but this is still Aaron Judge's team. The Yankees are only going to go as far as Aaron Judge can take them. And that's with Juan Soto, because you sent the numbers yesterday. And I think Lasagna sent them too, of Yankees with and without Soto, like what their numbers are with without Soto's numbers. And really what has happened through up until Saturday is that Juan Soto replaced Aaron Judge as the only effective offensive player.
Right.
And Aaron Judge just became a taller version of Billy McKinney. So that's why when we were saying in previous episodes over the last week that nothing really feels like it's changed offensively from 2023 is because it hasn't. Just one guy now is the primary center of the offense, and everybody else is just kind of there. Sometimes they'll hit, sometimes they won't. You know, now you're seeing Soto with Aaron Judge, and you're Rizzo's hit a few home runs over the course of the week, last week here, and Volpe's numbers are not good in the leadoff spot, but he had a big home run today on his birthday. Okay, happy
Very
birthday.
Big.
Okay. And Verdugo, even though Verdugo didn't contribute today, you know, you can't understate moving him into the cleanup spot. You can't understate what that meant, moving him into a more prominent position in the lineup, because it paid immediate dividends on Saturday. Judge had a terrible at bat in the first inning there. He did. And then that was kind of like it. And then he kind of woke up throughout the course of the rest of the two games here. Verdugo immediately puts one in the seats, and the Yankees are up 3-0.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You think that happens if Rizzo or Stan is in there? I don't
know.
I can't say that for sure, but the Yankees were proactive in doing something, and it's not necessarily what we want them to do, but they did something. They realized that something now wasn't working, and they tried to fix it, and they put up 30 runs in the last two games.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily, and it sounds odd. It sounds odd to say this because we're talking about the cleanup spot, but you're not necessarily putting Verdugo 4 because he's some big home run hitter.
He's also been hot lately.
He's been hot, but he's not a big home run hitter.
No, he's not the prototypical cleanup guy.
Right. He's just a guy who's been hot. He's a lefty, so it makes sense to put him after Judge. You're not, like, back in the day when we grew up, the cleanup hitter was a guy who mashed.
He was a 45 home run guy.
Right. And Verdugo is not necessarily your prototypical cleanup.
He's probably
hitter.
Not even going to hit 20 this year. It's not right. It's not his profile.
Right. And my point being is that yeah, he hit the home run and that was great, but he's not there to hit that home run. But as much as we just ripped Aaron Boone, in the same breath, we got to kind of give him credit because we had a whole episode where we ripped this team to change shit up, to switch it up, and to mess around with the lineup and make something happen. And they did. And they put Verdugo fourth, and it immediately paid off for them. And he hits that home run. And again, you're not putting him there to hit that home run, but he does. And again, I mean, you'll never know how to measure how much these 30 runs are a result of switching the lineup. But you did switch a lineup and you did get these results, right? So something has to be said of that.